So we'll start talking about memory today also. I want to let you know about memory. There, you can get 1 meg SIMs and you can get 256K SIMs. The SIMs are the memory modules that you plug into the machine. They are no longer little chips that you plug in. Now they come on a module. And you can get 1 meg and you can get 256 or you can get 4 meg. For those of you who are just starting and going to buy a new computer, chances are you would never need more than 4 meg. 4 megabyte of memory will be enough for Windows, will be enough for anything that you want to do today starting off. Later on, if you want to upgrade, you can add 4 more. The kicker here is that if you wanted to add over 8, you will have to take 4 of the 1 meg SIMs that are in there and replace them, because motherboards have 8 sockets for those memory modules. So if you start with 4, you're doing good. The problem is people start with 1 meg, which takes 4 modules, or 2 meg, which take 8 modules, and then when they want to upgrade because they really can't do much with it, they have to throw those away. So I don't want to get in too deep here. If it gave you any information enough to go and shop, please use it. If not, give me a call and I will explain further. And again, you can call me during the week at 233-2000. Tony, are we ready for the connect? Okay. Hard drives are another subject that you, when you go shopping, hard drives, or some people call them hard files. A hard drive is a device that holds a lot of information in it. A lot of the programs that you go to the store and buy on diskette, on the floppies, the flexible ones, you load into your hard drive so you don't have to exchange diskettes with your computer. You install it and you put it aside in a safe place. Size, today you should look at something like 250 meg and higher. They are cheap enough that they don't cost that much for that size anymore, and you will fill it up real quick. You should also look at the warranty on the hard drive. Hard drives do break down. It's probably the first thing that will go bad in your computer. Many of the Western Digitals carry 3-year warranty, and that's very nice for people to know that they can be relaxed about the hard drive for 3 years to come. But get something big, 250 and higher, and look at the long warranty that you can, the longest warranty you can get. Okay, and we'll go into a commercial right now, and get ready to call us.
Hello?
Hey, Paulie, how's it going?
Jennifer, I haven't heard from you in over a month. To what do I owe this honor?
Don't flatter yourself. I'm calling because I can't find anyone else to celebrate with.
Well, gee, thanks, Jen. But what are we celebrating?
We're toasting DaVinci Systems because I just got a big promotion.
Now, what kind of a company would give you a promotion?
An excellent company, thanks.
So tell me about this excellent company.
First of all, DaVinci's a young company with great people, and they were smart enough to hire me in sales.
You're in sales? What do you sell, copies of the Mona Lisa?
No, dork. Email. DaVinci Email?
Oh, I've heard of DaVinci Email, but I didn't know they were located here in Raleigh.
Yeah, in fact, we do everything here. Development, sales, marketing, and support. Right here in Raleighwood.
Well, sounds great, Jen. By the way, could you give me DaVinci's number? It sounds like the kind of company I'd like to work for.
We're always looking for good people, Paul. Here's the number. Write this down. 881-4320.
Thanks, Jen. I'll give them a call.
Call DaVinci Systems, 881-4320. As the cost of laser printers have come down, small businesses are finding they can now afford the high quality of laser printing without busting their budget. But with this investment comes the expense of supplies and services. Well, Tona Solutions has the answer for home and business users who need laser quality but have limited budgets. Tona Solutions can provide one-stop shopping for all your laser printing needs. Tona Solutions offers cartridges and other supplies from all major manufacturers, like HP, Apple, and Canon. And all products are unconditionally guaranteed. Tona Solutions also services most laser printers, offering both on- or off-site service, with free pickup and delivery and one-day service. So for the best all-around service and the widest selection of supplies, call Tona Solutions at 467-3470. That's 467-3470. Toner Solutions.
Welcome back to the show, and I appreciate the caller who lets it ring. We don't have anybody to answer the phone and put you on hold here, so if it rings, just let it keep on going. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have a question about a hard drive. I bought a used computer from a fella, and he's moved away, so I can't ask him about it. And my question is about if my hard drive has... it's 130 meg. Somebody told me that all the hard drives of that size have auto park heads. And I was calling to find out if that's so, or if there's some way I can figure out how, if it does have auto parking heads, or if I need to get a park program for it.
I must say we're having a problem here, and I couldn't hear you. Can you speak a little louder?
Yeah, I'll try.
Oh, here it goes.
Me now?
Okay. Go on.
Okay, my question is about my hard drive. I bought a used computer from a person that has since moved away. I can't ask him about it. And my question is, does my hard drive have auto park heads on it? Or do I need to run a park program? It's a 130 meg hard drive, and someone told me that drives of that size, all those of that size have auto parking heads.
Okay.
Is there some way I can figure that out?
Is it an IDE drive, do you know?
Yes, it is an IDE drive.
It's self-parked, yeah, you don't need to park it there.
Okay, very good, thanks very much.
Sure, very good question, very, very good question. Yeah, most of the drives today are IDE. They are the 1-inch high, 3.5-inch, and they park themselves, so all the park programs out there, I think, are obsolete. But if you have an older drive, full height, 5.25, some of them still do need that program. I'm sorry about the problem that we have, but we are experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties here. Tony got his hand on it now, and everything is working fine. Ouch! Okay, our number again, 860-9549. 860-9549. We accept calls now. And since it's not ringing, let's go to the next subject that... here's a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
I have a fax modem, and it says I can't install it unless I know what drive the computer boots. What drive is that? I have MS-DOS, and it won't work when I type in C:\.
Okay. What kind of computer is it?
A digital DEPC data race.
Okay, and there is a floppy drive in it, right? One of those little diskettes?
Laptop.
A what?
It's a laptop with a 3.5.
Okay, and is there a diskette in the 3.5-inch floppy?
No.
Okay, in that case, you are booting from C.
I know, but when I type it in, it doesn't work. Do you know what the problem is?
When you type C:?
Right.
What when you boot the machine, what shows up on the screen finally when it stops?
When it stops, it says that is the wrong drive. The modem has not been modified.
Okay. The reason why the modem hasn't been modified is probably because it's on the wrong serial port. And I would think that it would need to be configured first. It's not the drive, it's probably the modem itself. Is it an internal modem? Did it go inside the computer? No, it's not. It's a laptop, so is it sitting outside?
No, it's inside. It's installed when it was purchased.
It was
inside the computer.
Okay, and you get the message that the fax modem has not been initialized?
Right. And I try to send faxes anyway, and it says it's unsent.
Okay, there are too many things that could be wrong. I'll be more than glad to help you if you call me after the show, like around 11:30 or 12, at my office at 233-2000. Write that number down, 233-2000, and we can spend more time on it, and I'll take you through it, and we'll figure out what's wrong.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, there are just too many things that can be wrong with something like that, and since we don't have that much time on the air, I'd rather do it off the air. Again, our number is 860-9549. Somebody knows it. Good morning. You on the air.
Good morning, Amnon. Can you tell me some local bulletin boards I might use that are not embarrassing and not game-oriented, that are more educational or informative?
Yours truly runs Infosys. It's a general bulletin board. Nothing embarrassing about it in there. You have a lot of conferences, educational programs, K through 12 conferences, worldwide conferences, a lot of files, some games if you want to get into it. But in general, it's a generalized board. The number is 851-8460. Where are you?
In Cary.
In Cary. Let's see who we have here in Cary. We have ones that I know of. And you're using an IBM?
An
MS-DOS machine.
Right.
The Outland at 380-0686 in Cary. Zach's Shack at 460-6001 in Cary. These are two that I know of. If you call my bulletin board or any of the other ones, you will probably get a list off of there of, I would say, over 100 bulletin boards in our area. We're blessed with that. So there's a lot of bulletin boards that you can log on.
Well, I've seen the list in the newsletters and all. And
yeah.
I'm a member, but I didn't know, being a novice, I didn't know which ones to try. Okay, thanks very much.
Don't be embarrassed to try any of them. Just call in and get through the first few screens and get a feel from them, because I can't do justice by telling you that this is better than others. I'm sure there are other ones, and I'm guilty of not calling many of them myself, so I don't know.
All right, thanks a lot.
Sure, you're welcome. And any of you who want to call any bulletin boards, remember to pick up the Triangle Computer News on any stand, newsstands, or if you're a member of the Triangle Computer Society, you have it mailed to you. And we have another caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have an XT, IBM XT, at DOS Level 3, and I'm thinking about upgrading to DOS Level 6. Do I have to back up the entire hard file to do that, or can I just go ahead and install DOS Level 6? Is that possible?
Okay. No, it's always a good idea to back it up first. And if you haven't done so in the past, then here's an incentive to go ahead and back it up. If you're performing an upgrade, I don't think to go to 6 you need to go to anything in between. But it's always a good idea to back it up, because a lot of things can happen when you are installing new DOS on the hard drive or the hard file. So back it up, be on the safe side, and then perform the upgrade.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Very good question. Very good question. I don't want to say anything about DOS 6 that I didn't say before. Be careful how you're using it. Follow instructions to the letter. And I know that there is an upgrade 6.2 available now on bulletin boards. Egghead, I think, is selling it. It's something that fixes some of the problems that DOS 6.0 was so blessed with. So, again, I want to tell you that pick up the Triangle Computer News on newsstands, or come join us at the Triangle Computer Society. And this is our official newsletter that is sent to all the members. And in it, you'll have lists of different consultants that help the community, all the bulletin boards, most of the bulletin boards in the Triangle, all the users groups that provide the information to Triangle Computer News. And it is very informative. I think we have to go to another commercial break, so hang on.
Hello?
Hey, Paulie, how's it going?
Jennifer, I haven't heard from you in over a month. To what do I owe this honor?
Don't flatter yourself.
I'm calling because I can't find anyone else to celebrate with.
Well, gee, thanks, Jen. But what are we celebrating?
We're toasting DaVinci Systems because I just got a big promotion.
Now, what kind of a company would give you a promotion?
An excellent company, thanks.
So tell me about this excellent company.
First of all, DaVinci's a young company with great people, and they were smart enough to hire me in sales.
You're in sales? What do you sell, copies of the Mona Lisa?
No, dork. Email. DaVinci Email.
Oh, I've heard of DaVinci Email, but I didn't know they were located here in Raleigh.
Yeah, in fact, we do everything here. Development, sales, marketing, and support. Right here in Raleighwood.
Well, sounds great, Jen. By the way, could you give me DaVinci's number? It sounds like the kind of company I'd like to work for.
We're always looking for good people, Paul. Here's the number. Write this down. 881-4320.
Thanks, Jen. I'll give them a call.
Call DaVinci Systems, 881-4320. As the cost of laser printers have come down, small businesses are finding they can now afford the high quality of laser printing without busting their budget. But with this investment comes the expense of supplies and services. Well, Tona Solutions has the answer for home and business users who need laser quality but have limited budgets. Tona Solutions can provide one-stop shopping for all your laser printing needs. Tona Solutions offers cartridges and other supplies from all major manufacturers, like HP, Apple, and Canon. And all products are unconditionally guaranteed. Tona Solutions also services most laser printers, offering both on- or off-site service, with free pickup and delivery and one-day service. So for the best all-around service and the widest selection of supplies, call Tona Solutions at 467-3470. That's 467-3470. Tona Solutions.
Welcome back to Computer Town USA. I'm your host, Amnon, and we have a caller online. Good morning. You on the show?
Yeah, good morning, Amon. I have a 340-megabyte drive. I'm wondering, how would you partition it in sizes and why?
Oh, jeez. And here is the first day that I didn't bring the chart with me. You're going to have to give me a call later at the office at 233-2000, and I'll tell you. I brought everything except the chart for how to partition drives. Never mind... how? Let's say why. Today, let's say if you have a tape backup that's 250 meg, you want to break it into partitions that will allow you to put 250 meg on one tape. So you may want to break it to 250 and the rest as D. A lot of people don't break it at all. Partitioning a drive used to be something that we needed to do years ago when DOS did not support long partitions. To people that don't understand what we're talking about, early DOS did not support more than 32 megabytes of hard drive. So if you had a 100 megabyte drive, you had to partition it to three plus partitions, and you would have drive C, drive D, and drive E. With DOS 4 and higher, DOS allow you to have one huge partition. So it's really a personal preference, but the only thing that I would take into effect here or into making the decision is tape backups if you have any, and then if you have a lot of programs, you can put them on one partitions and data on the other, make one backup of your programs which never change, and then back up your data drive often.
I read in the manual that if you use the drive as it is, your clusters are 8K. So if I have a bat file, I'm using 8K for every, you know, 3-byte bat file.
I think it's still 2K or 4K clusters. I don't think it goes to 8K, but I may be wrong.
Yeah, it does go to 8K because I've looked at it with Norton Utilities.
Okay. And what's the negative side of having 8K clusters?
Well, if you have a lot of small files, then what you're doing is you're wasting a lot of space.
That's correct. That is another thing to take into consideration when you are doing. So if you do have a lot of little files, then you want to keep one partition real small, like 10 or 20 meg, and put all those files on it.
All right, thank you.
That's why I said there's a lot of things. It's personal things that you have to take into consideration. Thank you. There's so many variables that need to be taken into consideration when you're partitioning a drive. That was a very good question. I don't partition any of the hard drives anymore. I just leave them 250 or 340 or even the 425 is one partition. There's not that many little files, I don't think, anymore that you're using, except maybe in Windows configurations and things like that. Again, I want to say our number here is 860-9549. It's open, so feel free to call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Dave Gardner with Triangle Computer News.
Hello, Dave.
How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I just wanted to congratulate you on a great show and would like to request that you consider extending the show to an hour to let more people find out about more about your computers.
Consider it done, but they don't listen to me.
Oh, well, keep pushing. And it's great work, and congratulations on a job well done.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is Dave Gardner from Triangle Computer News. I can safely say that if it wasn't for Dave, this show probably wouldn't have come off its feet and wouldn't have happened. Thank you, Dave. So I want to mention again before we're closing, when you go to buy a computer, look at the ease and the cost of upgradability of any computer that you're buying. There's a lot of computers that you can buy at any of the discount stores that are name brands, clones, that if you wanted to upgrade them, you would have to go to the manufacturer because they're semi-proprietary motherboards, system boards, or something in them is proprietary. You want to make sure that what you're buying is easy to upgrade and is cheap to upgrade. There are some of those machines that have the ports all built onto the motherboard and have only three or four slots. Sure, you don't need the slots for anything else, but then if something goes wrong, you have to take the whole motherboard or the whole computer and send it out. So look at those things when you are buying a computer. Make sure it's standard. Nothing proprietary about it. If you don't know for sure, again, feel free to call me at 233-2000. I will always answer your questions. There's no charge for it, so don't worry about that. If you have any question about computers, call me. If I don't know, I'll tell you where to go and who to ask. I want to mention also that the show Tuesday and Wednesday, Microsoft will have a bunch of seminars going on, and again, if you want to get a free pass, please call me at 233-2000. I will fax you one, or you can come by and get one, a copy of a free pass. And also, if you wanted an antivirus program, please call me at the same number, 233-2000, and I will give you a copy. Remember Safe Computings and Backup. I think our show has reached its limits now here at 11 o'clock. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back here next week at 10:30.
Computer Town USA with your host Amnon Nissan has been brought to you by Tang Computers, Da Vinci Software, the Triangle Computer News, and Creative Cybernetics. Please join us again next Saturday at 10:30 a.m. for another chapter of Computer Town USA.